You too, Mr. McMurphy, for all your cowboy bluster and your sideshow swagger. You too, under that crusty surface, are probably just as soft and fuzzy and rabbit-souled as we are.
Yeah, you bet. I'm a little cottontail. Just what is it makes me a rabbit, Harding? My psychopathic tendencies? Is it my fighting tendencies or my fucking tendencies? Must be the fucking, mustn't it? All that wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, that wham, bam, that's probably what makes me a rabbit.
Wait, I'm afraid you've raised a point that requires some deliberation. Rabbits are noted for that certain trait, aren't they? Notorious, in fact, for their wham, bam. Yes, but in any case, the point you bring up simply indicates that you are a healthy, functioning, and adequate rabbit, whereas most of us in here even lack the sexual ability to make the grade as adequate rabbits. Failures, we are. Feeble, stunted, weak little creatures in a weak little race. Rabbits sans wham-bam. A pathetic notion.
Now, wait a minute, you keep twisting what I say.
No, you were right. You remember it was you that drew our attention to the place where the nurse was concentrating her pecking? That was true. There's not a man in here that isn't afraid he is losing or has already lost his wham-bam. We comical little creatures can't even achieve masculinity in the rabbit world. That's how weak and inadequate we are.
We are the rabbits, one might say, of the rabbit world.
He leans forward again, and that strained, squeaking laugh of his that I've been expecting begins to rise from his mouth, his hands flipping around, his face twitching.
Harding, shut your damn mouth!
It's like a slap. Harding is hushed, chopped off cold, with his mouth still open in a drawn grin, his hands dangling in a cloud of blue tobacco smoke. He freezes this way a second. Then his eyes narrow into sly little holes, and he lets them slip over to McMurphy. Speaks so soft that I have to push my broom up right next to his chair to hear what he says.
Friend, you may be a wolf.
God damn it, I'm no wolf and you're no rabbit.
Whew, I never heard such...
You have a very wolfy roar. With a loud hissing of breath, McMurphy turns from Harding to the rest of the acute standing around.
Here, all you guys, what the hell is the matter with you? You ain't as crazy as all this, thinking you're some animal?
No, Cheswick says and steps in beside McMurphy.
No, by God, not me. I'm not any rabbit. That's a boy, Cheswick. And the rest of you, let's just knock it off. Look at you talking yourself into running scared from some 50-year-old woman. What is there she can do to you anyway?
Yeah, what? Cheswick says and glares around at the others.